Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right, it's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Or nurturing.
Well, yeah,
they're that judgmental, they can scroll on.
Right?
Funny story about, I think it was probably Tinder, I don't know. But I got the directions fixed up of which way to swipe. So that was fun.
Because
I had been drinking when I downloaded it. And so the next morning I woke up and I'm like, why did I like this picture of a boot? Like, what? So, yeah. I deleted it immediately. Yeah.
Tinder and tequila.
And then I went out.
Don't mix.
Yeah, I went
That's
on
a good book. That's a title to a book.
There you Tinder go, and tequila. Because we always have to title our show. So do we title the show Tinder and tequila?
I never used Tinder, actually.
We obviously...
Well, would Tinder fall in this category for this book?
We obviously call it These Stories dating? Are Also Tinder True.
Mm-hmm. Which one is the one for just... Which one is just for sexual activities?
Grindr.
Oh, so Tinder's dating?
Well, Tinder can be...
Tinder is the straight version. Grindr is the gay version. That's true.
So the Google G that. In Grindr stands for something.
You can be anything and just meet up anywhere, anytime. It's a gay...
yeah, she's okay. Pan... Maybe. But I don't know. There's so many.
The moral of the story is
tequila. You know what? You should find out and let us know.
Yeah.
Since you're all for it. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
This is your assignment.
Yeah. So I'm going to start online dating on a Tinder with tequila.
And then you can report back.
Yes, please do.
Totally.
So also, when I write my book, it'll be true stories of Tinder and tequila.
And then I'm shitting you, actually, at the end.
Yeah.
I'm shitting you.
I'm actually shitting.
I'll be like, no, I forgot.
That was what was required of the date. I said no.
Yeah. Asterisk. Yeah.
I forgot to show up, or I showed up to the wrong place, or oopsies.
Oopsies. Yeah. Your name was Carl, not Carla.
So if you were to write another book, what would it be?
I'm writing another book, actually. So
do tell.
Speaking of my parents.
Well, we got the scoop. Hold on. Play the scoop music.
Oh,
there's no scoop.
So because I try to keep a sense of humor about everything, right? I'm kind of sarcastic that way, but... When my parents were going through all their illnesses and dying and whatever, some of the weirdest, hysterical stuff happened. And when I started mentioning it to other people, they're like, oh, let me tell you this story about when I threw my dad's ashes in the ocean, the wind shifted and it went in my mouth, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'm writing a book called Die Laughing. And it's basically, it's really been tricky because I'm trying to make it funny in a sensitive sort of way, but it's about the irony of death.
Fine line.
And the comedy that occurs during that time. So I'm working on that. That should be hopefully early next year.
I feel like we should go into contribute.
Can we go to another show on this, actually?
Yeah. Will you come back? This
sure.
has been great.
Sure.
This has been a pleasure.
Because I've got some.
Do you? I can add to my book.
What time are you at?
30 minutes.
Let it roll.
Okay.
We're letting it roll?
Yeah, just let it roll.
Okay.
Get what you need.
Can I tell you the
because
story?
Because she's going to come from Durango, so let's
yeah,
just
let's make it work well.
So if they're really good, I might have to put them in my book.
Okay, so my dad had died, and we cremated him, and I rode around with him in my front seat, buckled in, because I'm like, whew, that would suck if he flew around. So
you
for
know,
two
he was
days,
dead and you're
he
driving?
He was dead, and I'm driving, and his cremated remains.
I thought you were driving around with your dead dad. I'm like...
That's criminal.
We're all holding his head up. I said, sit up, damn it.
We're almost there. It's like one of those inflatable things you want to take so you're not alone. Yeah.
He's in a car seat.
Yeah.
They do that a lot in D.C. HOV
lane.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's cremated, yes. In my front seat,
so
buckled in for 2 days
that.
Because we couldn't have the ceremony. And so his toe tag, I had taken it and put it in my little column because I'm like, well, I don't want this to get lost. So I just kept it in my car with him because I felt weird separating them. And
as it should be.
Yeah. And so I was giving a ride to my friend and she's like, can I sit up front? And I'm like, I guess. So I move him into the back seat, buckle him back up. And we're just going down the road and she like reaches over and like grabs a drink of her water and she's all... And the toe tag had somehow jumped into her water, and she drank it, so there was some of my dad in her, and I'm like,
He got the last one in.
He did. Yeah, he's that.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. So you had the little remnants
yeah,
of
Yeah, I had
dad.
The little remnants of my father in her water, and she's like, I don't even know
and
if
it's
I should
not
be
just
upset
like,
or...
It's toe.
It's toe.
It's toe
it's
water.
Toe.
It's dead
yeah,
toe
it's
water.
Just,
what do you call that, toe jam?
Toe.
Well, I'll tell you what
it's the last jam.
So the reason I started thinking about this book is when my dad was very ill. He had cancer, He had been diagnosed, and we were trying everything we could to get him to stay at home, but he had these radiation treatments, and it just pretty much killed him. So we put him in the hospital, and they were trying to decide what to do. So one day I was in his room, went down to the bathroom, came back, and I heard this music playing, like harp music. And I thought, what the hell? So I went over to this room. This woman was in the room playing harp. And I she said, do you want me to come to your room? And I said, I'll ask, you know. Mm. So I went into my dad's room, and he's an old Italian guy, very funny. And I said, Dad, there's a lady with a harp. Do you want to have her come in? He's like, honey, I don't want to hear no goddamn harpist. I'm going to hear the harpist soon enough, so goddamn, I don't want to hear no goddamn harpist. And I was like, I mean, it was just like so funny. He was trying to have a sense of humor even in his last dying days, you know. And yeah. I was like, okay, Dad, I get it, you know.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the impetus. And then some other things happened that are in the book. But, you know, like when my dad died and my mom, they had been divorced, right? So we went to lunch, and my mom, she says, I have a question. Did they, before they cremated him, did they check to see if he had any gold teeth? I said, what? She goes, yeah. I read this article, the people, they found all this gold in the grandpa's mouth, and they actually went on a trip to Europe for the whole family.
No shit.
What the hell? Mom, I mean, I know you're a divorce from the guy, but for God's
sake. Son of a bitch, I'm in. I found my new job right there.
I need to exhume this body.
I'm going to be a mortician. Isn't that what they're called?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, if you're done with this body, just sign it over to me.
Oh, there's a woman online you should watch. She's a mortician, and she talks about crazy stories.
It's on Dead Talk.
It's funny.
How do you guys know this stuff?
I just made that up. Come on.
Oh, that's a good one, though. That might be my new title to my book.
Do you need a notebook? Start writing all these things down.
Oh, goodness.
Tinder and tequila.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, even like last week, this woman said to me, I was telling her about the book. Oh, I was riding my horse with her, actually, and she said, oh, that sounds like a great book. She goes, my friend told me the other day, she's an elderly woman. She says, they call it the golden years, but the only thing that's golden about it is our urine. You know, I mean, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like funny.
Yeah.
You know, funny. You have to have a sense of humor.
Yep, absolutely.
You
know?
And I'm 60, so as you get older and your parents pass, you're kind of like, okay, this is
Well, you look amazing for 60. I should drink more water.
Oh. Yeah, you really do.
Oh. Drink less alcohol.
Well, I drink a lot.
Maybe less. Of water or alcohol?
Yeah, I love. This is our friend Amanda.
This is Kathy. She's also called Google.
Sorry, Gigi. Whenever we're over here, we're like wondering what something is, she Googles.
We have a conversation, we're like, shit, somebody should Google that.
Yeah. Don't hug her because she has a new tattoo.
That's cute.
Ooh.
Anyway,
so
wait, is that a thistle?
Yeah, please.
I got her already. I didn't get
Land Shark.
It's Alicia. It's all you need.
Carrie, did you have any stories about...
Oh, funny yeah. dead parent stories?
Okay, the toe tag Michael in my book.
I am okay with that. I would be actually honored.
My brothers and I are fully aware, and my sister, that we're going to hell for all of these reasons, okay? So
that's the premise of my book.
Hot flash. Hold on.
Oh, it's starting.
It starts, and then I put ice in my shirt, and it... Ooh, and my beard
this
comes
is a
in.
Separate issue.
Oh, you just wait, honey. You just wait.
I know, I feel like I'm in deep thought with my beard.
When you see a woman at the stoplight and they're going like this, it's
well, that's because the best way to do it. You check your beard
carry
in
your
the car.
Tweezers.
Yeah. So my mom, and it's her death is hard for other people to take, so we kind of had to make jokes out of it. So she was a suicide by hanging, okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so heavy. But other people couldn't handle that news when they're like, what happened to your mom? So she died, suicide, or she, you know. Lost her battle to depression or whatever. And then the next question is, oh my God, how? You know, so all these stupid shit. So we just started coming up with shit. We're like, she fell right into the lion exhibit. Cops took 9 shots to drop her. Like, we just came up because the truth was too hard to handle.
Yeah.
So then you come up with some of the funniest shit. We told her not to eat armpit deodorant, but it was just like over and over to the point people shut the fuck up and quit asking.
Yeah.
So then we were in the funeral home, and this lady, bless her heart. Remember, didn't we talk about that on the Think Tank? Anything's fine if you end with bless her heart.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
it's a Southern thing.
The four of us kids are sitting there, and my brothers are identical twins, and my sister looks just like me. And the lady, she's asking us address. And we're like, you going to mail her something? Or she's not going to answer it, you know? And then she's doing this, and she goes, okay, her ethnicity? And we look at each other, blonde hair, blue-eyed, white as hell, probably going to get a sunburn in the building. And... You have her body. Okay, whatever. So we're like black Asian. So we just started fucking smug. We just started throwing shit out at this lady back and forth. And in the end, she said, "You guys need anything, anything at all." And you call me. We've been known to deliver pizza in the middle of the night, blah, blah, blah. If you guys need anything. And my brother goes, "If you want to float the bill on this, that'd be great." And she goes,
"It's expensive."
Well, because my mom had donated her body to science. So I don't know how it is in Colorado. So cool.
My mom wanted to do that, but.
Yeah, so, and maybe somebody should look into this in Colorado and New Mexico, because she died in 13. So she had a cadaver card. So she was going to be donated her body to UNM Medical Science, okay. blah, blah, blah. And then they go to cremation, and the ashes are for the UNM Rose Garden. So all the fertilizer and all that shit there is from the people who donated. So you have the card, kind of like any organ. You have the card in the wallet. I'm like, "Hey, we've got donor number 555, blah, blah. Come get her." It's no cost to the family at all whatsoever. Only they don't take suicide. So now...
Why?
We're like, "Ma, you couldn't have thought about this from tying the rope, huh? You couldn't have cleared up that last thing."
I wonder why.
Why?
Well, we don't know if it's because she hung there too long
or, they don't want
or the suicide,
the
but would all of that still go into some kind of medical
My
science?
My dad is, well, he was so cheap, he would have done that. So he would have been like, "You know what? I heard that there's this program."
Yeah, no, like in her suicide letter, she's like, "You know my cadaver cards in my wallet, blah, blah, blah. Here's who to contact." She had everything taken care of. Only they don't take them. So now my siblings and I are like, "Wait, we have to pay for this?"
So the donor, Chris, I think I have a donor. On my driver's list, like, you know.
That's for organs. But I think that's for organs.
I got you.
So this is cadaver. This is for my clothes are falling off.
This is body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. This is the whole thing.
Oh, my mind meld is working.
Carrie's a constant victim of gravity. I don't know if you've met her.
But yeah, so we had so many funny stories at the end of that.
Because you literally, like you just said, you have to laugh or you'll cry.
We told her not to snort the Ajax.
It's just like, you know, here are your parents. Especially
because the hard
older.
Truth was too hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
well,
like,
and here's the even harder. We're all going to die.
Right.
So,
and my mom had a hell of a sense of humor.
There's a saying called "Menta Minori," which is we're all gonna die anyway.
Oh, that's my next tattoo.
But, yeah.
And you're gonna get, can I do your tattoo?
No.
As you get, my best friend died when he was 14. He got killed by a drunk driver. You know, so death affects you your whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
As you get older, you know, Dave and I are in our 60s, so it's like, oh, it's not too far away. You know, I mean, not really, but it is. Like we both have back things. We're at work going, oh yeah, I had 37 shots.
Well, I lost my sister. She was 33. I was 23. Aww. And then my mom died in 20. So I was 35.
Wow.
And then my dad died when I was 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So
I've
it's
got
just
a lot
you?
Of stories. It's just me.
Wow.
I do have a brother, but
she has a dog. She's got a dog.
That's important.
Yeah. I do have a job.
Yes.
And a dog.
Or two. What?
But anyway, I get it. It's a great premise. I love it.
I mean, my dad, I think, was the impetus of it. You know, like his sense of humor.
Right.
Because he knew he was dying. And he, you know, kind of when we went to go get him the last night, he's like, "I'm not ready to go." He didn't want to leave his bed. And I'm like, "Dad, we got to take you because we can't take care of you," because he couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just tragic, but it's also funny. I mean, the things he did made it comical in a way. I mean, it's tragic in the end, you know.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like the little silver lining of humor in there helps people.
Yes, yes.
And so people who thought, like, "I can't believe they said that about their mom," and I'm like, "Screw you, we're the ones going through it, okay?
Right.
It helps us. So take a walk if you don't like it."
Yes.
I still to this day use the excuse, "Oh, I can't go, my mom died."
Oh, we both do that. And mine's a 10 years.
Because I don't have kids, so I can't be like, "Oh, little Bobby's sick. I can't go with my mom."
No, but we both use that. "Oh, I'm sorry, I can't go. My mom died." And I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." We don't end it with, "Oh, 10 years ago."
Yeah.
"Oh, I'm sorry." Yeah. And then everyone's like empathetic and sympathetic and buying us a beer. And we're like, whatever.
Don't get the guilt trip.
Thanks, Mom.
Works out.
Well, you
works
know, I think my dad, my mom was funny because she was so inappropriate just with the questions, but my dad... Can I tell you one more story?
Please.
Go
for
it. Have time. So, my dad died. We cremated him. My Italian Catholic aunt in St. Louis said, "I want you to keep half the ashes because I want to put them on our parents' grave here in St. Louis. They are from the hill. It's a very Italian section. My last name is Berra. My dad grew up with Yogi Berra."
Yogi? I just watched that documentary.
It's a good one.
It was so good.
So, my dad grew up with him, and my aunt used to date him. So, anyway, so Berra is like Smith, right? So, anyway, so... I said, "Okay, well, I've kept the second half of the ashes, and I had it in my room, and then COVID hits, right? And so I had it in my room, just like you have your dad on the seat, and every time I'd vacuum, I'd accidentally bump into him, like, oh, sorry, Dad." And finally, I said to my cousin, "I'm going to FedEx these to you, because I don't know when I'm going to get there." She goes, "What?
We pass
what
mom
if it
around
blows
all the
up
time.
In the plane?" I said, "I will put it in a trash bag, in a trash bag, in a trash bag." I did. I put it in, you know, the trash bag, and I FedEx. And so like a year later, I finally got to St. Louis. So she's married to this guy that's a president of Purina. I mean, he's like a $500 million man.
The dog food?
Yes.
Okay.
So she has this mansion, right? So we're in the house. We're getting ready to go meet her mom, my aunt, and my cousin at the cemetery to do the ashes, finally. And we're walking out of the house. I'm like, oh, we forgot the ashes, so we had to go back and get the ashes. And we get to the cemetery. Now, this is a small Italian community, so we pull up, and it's the main drive. So all of my Fossies and Barras and all these Italian graves are, like, off the main road, you know? So we get out of the car, and Mary and my cousin says, oh, by the way, we found out this is illegal. We're not supposed to scatter ashes. I'm like, oh, my God. Then my Aunt Dolores comes over, and she says, well, the priest told me that we're not allowed to do this because it's only half the ashes. And I said, well, here's what we'll do. We're going to go to confession, and we're going to tell them we're doing it, and then we're going to do it anyway, and we'll be absolved of all our sins, right? Yeah. So we're at the cemetery, and so we get to the gravesite, and she's saying all these Latin and Italian prayers and crying, and I get the box of the ashes, and I pull it out of the velvet, and there's a screw on the top. I was like, what? I don't have a screwdriver. So my cousin goes, come over. She has this $100,000 Range Rover, right? So we go back to the side of the road with the box. She goes like this on the glove compartment, opens up two Rambo knives laying. I'm like,
oh, my.
She goes, Kathy, it's St. Louis. I have to carry this. I'm like, oh, my God. So pull one of the Rambo. Now, my dad was a Marine, a knife and a gun guy, right? I'm like, mm-hmm. So
I make him proud.
Go over to the gravesite, and I'm unscrewing the screw on the box, and I take it out, and I lift the lid, and I take the bag out. Well, sure as shit, the bag is zip-tied. And I look at my cousin, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to stab the bag with the fucking knife. So I literally, like this, I'm thinking, anybody who's watching us from the road is thinking this is illegal in the first place. So I stab the bag with a Rambo knife, and my cousin takes it, and she starts sprinkling it all over the grave. And then I put the knife behind my back, and my aunt does all these Italian prayers, and I'm thinking, I'm standing at my father's grave with a Rambo knife behind my back while we're doing something illegal. And I thought, if anybody drives by here, it's going to be nuts, right?
That's epic.
So, again.
Is that going in the book?
Totally normal.
It is in my book.
Okay, it's going in the book.
But I'm just saying, that's the kind of stuff. Like your toe tag.
Yep.
It's like you can't make it up.
I might add to my story a Rambo knife.
Okay.
Just so you know. But you're the original. So.
But I did. And then we got done with all this ceremonial stuff. And we're in the car. And I have the box. And I have the bag. And she goes, I have to stop by Walgreens to get my prescriptions. I'm like, okay. So we stop. And I'm like, what do I do with the bag and the box? She goes, I should just throw it away. So we walk into Walgreens, and I throw the bag into the Walgreens trash can. I'm like, what am I going to do with it? It's like, and so it's like, this is so fucking weird. Anyway, so
we still pass mom around. It's like, it's your year, it's your year.
Oh, really?
Because
oh,
she was funny. Supposed to be, her body donated to science and cremated to the Rose Garden, blah, blah, blah. So now we just have a box of ashes, but we don't know where she wants to go because she screwed up her
own
plan.
Did you ask her?
Shake her. Here's your
eight
ball.
My sister's got a little bit of
eight
the
ball
ashes.
Next to mom's box of ashes. Get your shit together,
no,
woman.
My sister did the little vial. Mm-hmm. I got a little extra vial. She made it into a necklace. Like she had
are
it
the,
into
the
a
ones
glass.
With the sun?
Yes,
the crystals. Because I want to do that for my kids, and they're the ones like the little crystal things you can hang in a window. They can do all kinds of earrings.
Or
and
you can make yourself into a tree.
And the sun hits it just right in the rainbows.
Aw.
Yeah, so it's the prisms. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
But yeah, remind me to tell you the rest of the stuff because I can't remember right now. On the spot,
we'll
all the stories that we came up with about mom's death that we told people.
You have to make a list.
She was standing there 1 minute, and the next minute she was on the other side of the cliff. Like, what the hell? Like, I mean, we just came
you
up
just
with shit after
it.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all for this book. I'm into it.
Yeah. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I love it. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I'm in.
Well, and now that I've got an online date, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very, very into
what else was
it.
I what? Supposed to do?
You're supposed to go on all these dates and keep it a record for us.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah.
You have been writing stuff down, so you should be good at it. But
I do.
So what do you do in Durango for fun?
I work at the radio station with David.
I also
you
said the worst thing.
Okay.
And I used to
I'm
like,
sorry.
But I work part-time, and then I have my horse, and I ride my horse, and I write books. So
you're are you retired from the government?
I didn't work for the government. I worked for a philanthropist. It was weird. I worked in telecom for a long time in D.C., and then that was a bubble burst kind of thing, early 2000s. And then this recruiter found me and said, I have this weird job. These people are billionaires, and they need someone to run their lives. I'm like, what? So they actually made all their money. They're a black couple. They made all their money. He started a healthcare company in the early 90s, and sold it to United Health Group for $400 million.
Oh, wow.
So they needed someone to run their lives. And so, like I said, they had 10 houses all over the world and a plane, and they were on, like, boards, you know. So that was my life for a long time. But I haven't, you know, I just work part-time now, and I've never done this kind of work that I do at the radio station. I used to work in television a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it kind of comes a little natural. But
nice. Okay.
I just cause trouble. That's what I do.
That's a hell. That's you too, by the way.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Son of a bitch, I'm in.
I cause trouble from time to time.
That's my middle name.
Son of a or a bitch.
Oh. Or trouble. Or trouble.
Or depends on the day. Depends on the Tinder date.
What is it?
Tinder date, yes.
You are going to do this.
Trouble, so Tinder, and tequila.
You have to do it just to, like,
I know. I'm
going to
start. I don't even drink tequila, but yeah.
You
I'm
just gonna, put water in a glass and pretend. Like,
yeah.
You're
yeah. Tinder and tequila. Here I come.
You're in for it. So at the radio station, what do you do there?
What do I do? They call me traffic director.
She's a traffic director.
Which is basically there's four stations, so there's logs that run every day for, you know, the music and the advertising and
right.
So I just kind of help make sure that the software is in place so they have a correct schedule every day.
Okay,
that's interesting.
What was her job title? What did you just say?
Traffic director.
Traffic. It's called traffic. Yeah, but I used to do voice on commercials when I was in television. So I've told them if they ever need extra name voices.
Could I be traffic person for Tinder?
But the other thing I want to talk about is some of the other shows that you've been on talking about this book.
Because
you've been on several.
Like 50, I think.
I saw that list.
Congratulations.
That was impressive.
Did you go on my website?
I did.
You're so good.
Talk about your most favorite one, but you better start with Felk.
Oh, this one, of course.
Shit, yeah.
Because we have follow-up.
We do. Yeah, follow-up.
You can tell people you've been Felk.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's
multiple.
That's low-hanging fruit. Why would you not want that?
Well, this has been awesome, and I think we should follow up.
Absolutely.
We should do an experiment.
I know. Yeah.
Can we go on a field trip to Durango?
Absolutely.
Shit, yeah, road trip.
That would be fun.
Well, she said this is her first time down here, so maybe we should show her what we know around here, you know?
Give her a little tour. Do a little show from where. But one of my favorites, I told you today, I think I mentioned, when I go, there's a thing called podmatch.com. Or matchmaker.fm. And if you're wanting to get out there on a podcast, you put your profile on either of these sites and they either find you or you find them, right? Mm-hmm. You just look for dating or whatever. And so I've been contacted, they contacted me, and there's one that contacted me called Dating is a Drag. So I thought, oh, this looks fun, right? So they scheduled it, and the one woman was in Ireland, the other was in London. And I get on the podcast and I didn't realize one in London was a drag queen, and it was the most hysterical fun because the woman in London was like a life coach, so she was asking me questions, but the drag queen was talking about all these heterosexual men that literally go on her profile and look her up and go on dates, and she was telling me about the most mortifying dates, and I thought, this happens to
everyone.
And they were drinking, you know, it was like 9 o'clock where I am, and it was or in the morning, and it was like 6 hours or something. So they were drinking and having a blast, and that was funny because I always think, you know, you think you're alone and the weirdness of it, and after doing this book and going on TikTok and doing the podcast, it's like there.
Well, and I actually would be really interested if there was a sequel for, like, international dating. Like, that's so interesting.
Well, that's scary, too, because
that's my idea.
What?
So you're talking, whatever you just said, like, 20 seconds ago, you said that there's somebody from, like, Scotland and England. What if there was, like, I don't know, a dating site where
what
people could...
What did you write, first of all?
Viewer interactive dating sites.
I don't.
So, like, if you're vote. So, you'd have to go with whoever voted. Like, so let's just say I'm on a dating site
like
and there's
Dancing
Tom.
Dancing with the Stars, like dating
yeah.
with the dating
yeah.
with
like
the
Tom,
common
Dick,
folk.
And Harry, yeah. right? There's Tom, Dick, and Harry, and everyone watches or logs in to the site, even though they're not dating.
What's your...
They're going to vote. Carrie goes with Tom, and Carrie goes with Dick. And then you have to, based on viewer interactive dating site.
That's a good idea.
Son actually. Of a bitch, I'm in.
Can that be there's an app for that.
There's
no,
an app for that.
Is there really?
No, you should create
you
the
should.
App.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good idea, Carrie.
So can we cut this out so nobody...
And with more words.
What do you mean more freaking legible? It says
it looks
viewer...
like Vivian intended hating sites. That's what it looks like to me.
Why don't even know a Vivian? Jesus.
Vivian, for God's sake.
Exactly. What a cool
Vivian,
name,
Vivian, we're
though.
Sorry. Is that
Call
the name of the name of this show is Vivian, we're sorry. And the other one is Tinder and Tequila.
I think the weirdest thing about that podcast
because I would do that.
I think that's a good idea, actually.
But you're the one that said it a few seconds ago.
Because you're like live... you're on there and you have to have like people vote for who you are.
Because I'd be like, I'm voting England is going to go visit so-and-so in Ireland.
Yeah, I think that'd be funny.
You're on to
it. That podcast was probably the most fun because they were just so, I mean, they were drinking and they were goofy. And I'm telling you, that drag queen was gorgeous. And, but, you know, I don't know what.
Because they were just being themselves. So many people do not go there. They're so scared of whatever that they can't be themselves.
I guess it's still true. My son's gay, so it's like I've had to, you know, kind of get around that whole thing.
Well, yeah.
But he's, you know, he's funny and he has a good time. And he in New York City, I think it's much less a thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Than like a town like this.
Or well, I grew up here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but I mean, is it harder here, you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I thought it was more liberal.
Is it though?
No.
Is it?
No, we're in the corner.
It's not any harder than being my age and trying to date.
Right, me too.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're comparing your heterosexual to my clam diving? Great.
Yes.
Got it. Great.
I am.
It's not easy anywhere. What does it say?
I forgot the question.
Is it more difficult here?
Oh, I can't say that again. It, immediately when it came out of my mouth.
Is it more difficult to be gay and date here than elsewhere?
Okay.
Oh, yes, you may rely on it.
I know. Kathy, thank you, really.
Well,
it's been a pleasure.
We do have
I added,
out,
we have a business now that we're all going to go into.
Yes, yeah.
It's going to be a threesome for Tinder and tequila.
Ooh.
like a reality show, but it costs a bit a month. Because, like, I pay $7.99 a month for my whatever music thing.
So it's a subscription. We're gonna talk about
this. Do you know how much
later.
Money people could we could make on that?
That would be fun.
And
be
the
fun.
People
be
that
like
volunteer.
Participatory.
Hi. So if I were, it's a big word. You got to write that one down, Mrs. Fancy Handwriting.
Anyway, Carrie, you have anything else to say that's not related to carrying on?
No, other than that the person who is the person who gets to choose, they don't have a choice between Tom, Dick, and Harry. Do they get a free subscription? But they
know.
Also get become like some reality
say?
Star.
Do you have anything to say that's not related?
I have ADD. It would be like a reality store. So then the person choosing Tom, Dick, and Harry gets to go on, I don't know, Leno.
Okay.
Is Leno still doing
Kathy,
that show?
Do you have anything to contribute?
No, I just thought this has been a lot of fun. I think we definitely need a follow-up.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We will come to you. Okay. That'd be fun. We could do something in Durango.
Yeah.
Shit, nice. Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Thanks.
I know where she works.
Creepy.
All done for this week. They shall return in a week. Your input is appreciated. Email us at interwestconcepts.com. All feedback is greatly appreciated, good or not so good. This program is the sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any or all of the programming, contact us at interwestconcepts.com. And we mean it too, damn it. Until next time.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.